You're listening to SBS News.
Estelle Michaelides' designs are evocative, original, and unashamedly slow.
We need to change the fashion trajectory. In fact, not even change it. We have to go back to the old rag trade philosophy, and that is slow fashion.
Her label Mickey in the Van makes pieces by the order, personalised for each customer and entirely made in Australia. It's a vastly different business model to the so-called fast fashion outlets selling bulk-produced garments made overseas. But with the COVID-19 pandemic forcing the closure of many fast fashion retailers, Ms. Michaelides says slow independent labels like hers are having a resurgence.
We've seen the ramifications that it's had on our local industry, and I knew the impermanence of it. So finally now to see this happening, it feels like we've won.
But it's not a victory for everyone. Bridal gown designer Gwendolyn Birkin says the ban on public gatherings has lost her at least 6 months' income.
I have had every client postpone. However, no one's cancelled, so that's great. But getting from A to B with overheads, because a lot of the clients are stretching out to a year from here, there's no cash flow coming in that period.
She's downsized from 15 employees to just herself and a seamstress, the pandemic adding to the pressure of competing with cheaply made gowns sold online.
Some of the goods are like 100 times cheaper, and they automatically assume that the business owner is being greedy, but they're just paying what it costs to make in Australia.
Financial strains are being felt across the Australian fashion industry. A recent survey by the Australian Fashion Council says 80% of its respondents say they have been negatively impacted by the pandemic. Over half believe it will take at least a year to recover, and only about a third are confident they will recover at all. Council CEO Leila Najjar-Hibri says only about 5% of clothes bought in Australia are locally made. She's hoping the forced closure of so-called fast fashion outlets will provoke a rethink for consumers on where they spend their money.
We encourage the Australians to buy Australian brands, and eventually, hopefully, we'll be making more Australian clothing here. And so
mass-producing garment factories in Bangladesh have reopened this week, with estimates a prolonged shutdown would cost the country billions in export revenue. Oxfam's Sarah Rogan says she fears for workers' health and well-being as factories push to meet overseas supplier demands.
I'm concerned about going back to work will mean that there is particular demands on them to meet the orders from these international brands, which could result in excessive overtime.
She says they may not have been paid for more than a month, as employees don't receive wages until clothes have been received by the purchaser. And during the pandemic, many fast fashion retailers put a hold on their orders.
And we actually need the brands, international brands, to commit to receiving the clothes, to taking delivery of the clothes when they're ready to be shipped, which will mean that the workers receive their wages.
Oxfam says the fast fashion model is broken, leaving overseas workers open to exploitation. And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.